It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails. A week ago Monday, we talked with the CEO of the Chicago Public Schools about the progress that city has made since the mayor took control of the school system. Joseph Willis is a veteran teacher and thinks the decision makers should be in the classroom. Teachers are the only people that know what will improve learning, he wrote. Turn the schools over to the classroom teachers and hold them accountable. Give us the resources that are needed and then get out of the way. Whatever political entity controls the schools is more about the politics than about the learning. I would never tell a business person how to do their job. If we want better education in America, we need to provide outstanding resources and turn over control to the teachers. After our show last week on mandatory health coverage, a number of you emailed in support of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's plan to ensure every resident of California, including Maggie Costa from Modesto. I was thrilled to hear the plan. As a teacher, I'm astounded at all the health problems that students bring to school. No longer will a lack of insurance prevent parents from seeking medical attention. Goodbye bronchitis, poor vision, and worse. But Bill, another listener from the Golden State, sees problems with the plan. I own a small retail business in Sacramento with 5 employees. If I expand to another location, I trigger the plan's 4% fee. I've asked my workers, all under 30, how much they would pay for insurance, and I hear $25 to $40 a month. Even if I match that, there are no policies available at that price. The weather was on everybody's mind last week after 2 blizzards pounded the U.S. plains and 70-degree temperatures made it feel more like spring than winter in much of the Midwest and along the East Coast. We checked in with business owners to find out how the weird weather affected their bottom line, including Seven Brothers Ice Cream in Maryland, where January sales were on track to triple. Laura, a listener in Talkeetna, Alaska, wrote to tell us she doesn't need warm weather to enjoy a scoop of ice cream. It is minus 25 degrees here today, and there is lots of snow. I love ice cream, and I eat it all winter, despite the temperature. And so do all my friends. Alaska tops the rest of the country on purchasing ice cream per capita. So bring on the cold, the snow, and the ice cream. Not every listener saw good humor in the warm weather and extra ice cream cones. Cherry in San Francisco emailed her concern. Ask your callers what they do if this weather happened every winter from now on. And finally, a clarification. During our coverage of the clergy sex abuse scandal 5 years after news of the cover-up broke, one of our guests referred to a case in Fresno, California. He said a priest there was accused of molesting a boy in a civil trial and was found guilty. Of course, civil trials determine liability, not guilt. And in this case, the jury decided 9-3 that the priest had molested the boy, but deadlocked on whether the diocese knew about it. The judge declared a mistrial and scheduled a new trial for April. The diocese stands by the accused priest. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Becky Vlamis, Dahlia Martinez, Enrique Rivera, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Paul Heltzel produces our web content. Gwen Uten is the director of the program. The assistant producer is Sarah Handel. Kimberly Jones is our technical director, and she gets engineering help from Linda Mack and Marty Curcius. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer of Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.
Talk of the Nation is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can purchase transcripts of stories you hear on this program, visit our website, npr.org, and click on Transcripts at the top of the page. To learn more about all the books and authors you hear on NPR programs, go to npr.org/books. This is NPR.